So up you get. Find a space.
At the age of 91, Jean Newlove is still a woman on a mission.
Now turn around so that nobody's in your space. Yes, open
There's nobody in this country today who's really doing what I would consider Laban work.
And use your arms to help you. You haven't got proud arms yet.
In 1942, she became the personal assistant to Rudolf Laban, one of the pioneers of modern dance, and is still desperate for the next generation to learn his techniques.
Laban took it right down to very basic observation and analysis of our own movement, human movement.
Jean Newlove was visiting Teesside University in Middlesbrough to give a lengthy masterclass to a room packed with drama and dance students, all wanting to learn from someone who learned directly from the master.
Oh, lovely, thank you. I first did that. Laban taught me that when I was 19, and it brings back memories. That was lovely, thank you.
At government training centres all over the country, women are being taught how to handle the machines which are turning out our armaments.
And Rudolf Laban's expertise in movement was used by the government during the Second World War to improve productivity on the factory floor. The only woman he trained to carry out the work, Jean.
I went to all sorts of factories. I went to Dunlop's and Lyons, amongst other places, and funnily enough, to Mars Bars. Now, that was an American firm, but they were supplying the troops. The girls that were on the conveyor belt were picking up the Mars bars and wrapping them up and then putting them into a box, which was all done by hand. And they were expected to do that for, I think it was something like 8 hours during the day. And I took them out, so every worker in that particular area lost an hour and a half by coming to my movement classes. But they increased the productivity. It was amazing.
You got them wrapping Mars bars quicker.
Yes, you can say that. And, of course, that meant that the overseas troops got more Mars bars.
This was your war effort.
That was one of them. Then I worked with the land girls doing Laban's work and showing them how to lift heavy things. And then I worked with the forestry corps, where they were chopping down small trees and things, and I showed them how to use an axe.
And when the war ended, she joined Joan Littlewood's theatre workshop.
We felt so passionate about what we were doing, and we changed the face of British theatre.
It was also where she met her future husband, the folk singer Ewan McCall.
That's how I came to Ormsby and fell in love. And I was a bit put out because I was very serious about my work. I thought, this is ridiculous. I've not even spoken to this man. And that was before I heard him sing.
Kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town. Dirty
when Ewan McCall wrote, I Kissed My Girl by the Factory Wall, was that you?
Well, I guess it was, because we'd met at that time, yes. And he wrote it in 2 or 3 minutes. It was extraordinary.
What's it like to be the girl in that song?
Oh, well, how can I say that? It's special.
Dirty old town.
Right, so now I'm going to pass you on to Jenny.
I'm going to teach you the feet, which are very simple. Right, left, right.
A lot of people listening are about to head out the front door. You've got 70 years of experience. Give them one thing to think about with their movement today.
Enjoy the movement, whether they're striding along or taking a deep breath or whatever. It should be comfortable and easy, not a strain. To enjoy moving, that's so important. I think it keeps you younger.
A bit faster. Right, left, right. Left, right, left. Right, left, right. Left, right, left.